WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An explosion in South Beirut today killed at least six people, including a top Hamas leader. No claim of responsibility, but Hamas and Hezbollah blaming Israel for the blast. Investigators at Tokyo's Haneda Airport are trying to figure out how a Japan Airlines A350 with 379 people aboard hit a Japanese Coast Guard plane while landing today, both planes bursting into flames. ABC News aviation analyst Steve Gagner says the airliner was only 2 years old, which helped in getting everyone out safely.
Every modern airliner is certified to be able to evacuate the whole cabin within 90 seconds because that is enough time to get everybody off before any major fires break out.
All five people on the Coast Guard plane died. In Rochester, New York, police say three people are dead and others injured after a rented SUV full of gas canisters struck a smaller SUV and burst into flames. The dead driver of the rental, Michael Avery, is suspected of doing it intentionally. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, a failed traffic stop turned deadly for three people on New Year's Day. Monday night, Monona police officers tried to pull over a suspicious vehicle at Nichols Road and Monona Drive. The driver sped away. As officers tried to stop the vehicle, a Dane County deputy deployed a tire deflation device and the car crashed near Femright Drive and Buckeye Road near Cottage Grove. The three people inside the car died on the scene. None of the officers involved were injured, but they were placed on administrative duty, which is agency policy. The city of Portage plans to spend more than $1.7 million on public infrastructure as part of its 2024 capital projects, a bulk of the spending going toward what city officials say is much-needed road repair. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and still some flurries tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temp is 30.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave joins us after 5 p.m. with the Flock of Seagulls on Max FM.
Baby, 99.7 Max FM.
The deception with tact. Just what are you trying?
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Tuesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music for just $15. Baraboo Music offers instant repair, sheet music, PA rentals, gear, accessories, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, Overlook Sports News with David Bowie on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host Iowa in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers beat Michigan State in their Big Ten opener before Christmas. They look to go 2-0 in league play tonight. It's a 6 p.m. tip on BTN. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, number one Purdue on the road at Maryland. Northwestern is at Illinois. The Packers had the day off today. They'll start preparing for Sunday's regular season finale against the Bears tomorrow. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon.
It's hard to beat a team twice. We went 1-1 with Detroit, 1-1 with Minnesota. We won it over Chicago, so it's hard to beat a team twice in this league. So they're going to come to play. It's going to be a dogfight.
A win for the Packers, and they're in the postseason playoffs. Packers made a roster move, signing wide receiver Bo Melton to the active roster for the rest of the season. They placed Samori Toure on IR. Football Badgers wrapped up their season with a 35-31 loss to LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl yesterday. Badgers finished 7-6. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum music, Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's Whitesnake. Gets This Love by Max FM.
You go alone. It's times like these can make it on my own. Wasted days and sleepless nights, and I can't wait to see you again. I finally spent my time waiting on your call. How can I tell you, babe? My back's against the wall.
And more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Closer behind.
my flow. The waiter just took my table and gave it to Jessica Sims. I guess I'll go sit with Drum Boy. At least I'll know how to hit. What if this song's on the radio? Then somebody's gonna die. I'm gonna get in trouble. My ex will start a fight. Na 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 na. He's gonna start a fight.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. The Baraboo FFA alumni and supporters are holding their fifth annual raffle on February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Baraboo High School. They have 10 different meat bundles ranging from $50 to $275 in value. The grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package of $375 value. Tickets are just $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. For more information or to get tickets, email FFAalumniofBaraboo@gmail.com. Coming up, we'll look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank of Baraboo. We'll look at weather news by you too on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. And celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for five tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and still some flurries tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temp is 30.
99.7
Crisscross on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Step right up and don't be shy.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
And more.
99.7.
Fun, glorious.
Max FM.